Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you bestowed on our community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, we have a brief presentation from Main Street, and I'd ask Susan Crockett and Ashley Key and Kat Davis to come up, please.
Mayor, can we get you to come down here?
He's like, I'm not sure.
Bouquet needs a thorn in it.
Mayor Janway and City Councilman, thank you so much for letting us do this at City Council this evening. We would like to present Mayor Janway and all of our city, the City of Carlsbad, this plaque of appreciation to say thank you for all of your support that you have given Carlsbad Main Street. It is because of you guys that we're able to fulfill our mission, and so we just wanted to do something to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mayor.
See you again.
Thank you,
yes.
Mayor.
Yes,
and
sir.
We'd also like to recognize the chairman of our board, Jason
yes.
Shirley.
Yes.
He's a little busy at the moment.
Thank you, Jason, also for all your support of Main Street.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda. And before we go into that, Mr. and Mrs. Carrasco have requested that item number 10 be postponed until the next meeting on January 11, 2022.
Mayor, in approving the agenda, I move that we approve it with the postponement of item number 10 and state a future date if we could.
And they've requested January 11, 2022, the next City Council meeting.
I will add that to my motion.
Okay. Second. We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Strada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Number two, City of Carlsbad Financials, September 2021 and October 2021. And I'd ask Ms. Salcido, please.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing two sets of financials for September 2021 and October 2021. I will pause for questions after the September if you have any and then move on to the October. So I'm sure you've had an opportunity to review the financials that were provided in your agenda packet. So I will only provide you with a brief summary of the city's cash position as of September 2021, the third accounting period for FY22. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $95.9 million and an ending cash balance of $103 million. The city's revenues of $28.5 million are $2.3 million favorable to the $26.2 million budget and 2% above target. The city's labor costs of $12.9 million are $1.1 million favorable to the $14 million budget and 2% below target. The city's operating costs of $7.4 million are $4.1 million favorable to the $11.5 million budget and 9% below target. The city's capital costs of $2.2 million are $8.4 million below the $10.6 million budget and 20% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there has been an increase of $7 million in the cash balance. That will conclude my summary of the September 2021 financials, if there are any questions.
Questions or comments from the council?
Okay. I will provide you, oh, sorry.
I just wonder if we moved on these individually or?
It's informational only.
Okay, so the next one will be the October 21, the fourth accounting period for FY22. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $94.9 million and an ending cash balance of $101 million. The city's revenues of $36.1 million are $1.2 million favorable to the $34.9 million budget and 1% above target. The city's labor costs of $18.7 million are $3.6 million favorable to the $22.3 million budget and 6% below target. The city's operating costs of $9.4 million are $6 million favorable to the $15.4 million budget and 13% below target. The city's capital costs of $3.3 million are $10.8 million favorable to the $14.1 million budget and 25% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there's been an increase of $5 million in the cash balance. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Questions or comments from the council? Thank you, Ms. Salcido. Number three, consider approval of resolution 2021-60, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2021-22 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salcido.
Thank you again, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the second quarter budget adjustments for FY22. Excuse me. In the general fund, there is a request from the finance department to increase capital costs by $100,000 to replenish funds for the cashier office remodel that were borrowed for another project. In the general fund, there is a request from the library department to increase revenue and operating costs by $2,212.87 for the state grant and aid award that came in higher than budget. In the general fund, there is a request from the library department to increase revenue and operating costs by $30,000 for the STEM lab. The city received a donation from NWP for $30,000. In the general fund, there is a request from the parks department to increase revenue and capital costs by $20,000 for park improvements. The city received a donation from NWP for $20,000. In the general fund, there is a request from the parks department to increase capital costs by $100,000 for continuous park improvements. In the street improvement fund, there is a request to increase revenue by $227,092 and capital costs by $302,789.33 for an NMDOT grant for the planned design and improvement of Mermod Street. The city will have a 25% match. In the street improvement fund, there is a request to increase revenue by $501,600 and capital costs by $528,000 for an NMDOT grant for the planned design and improvement of Old Cavern Highway. The city has a 5% match. In the CDBG fund, there is a request to increase capital revenue and capital costs by $161,703.57 for a CDBG CV grant received for renovations at the Alejandro Ruiz Senior Center. In the Lodgers Tax Promotional Fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $5,000 for the Boys and Girls Club Fishing Derby advertising campaign. In the Lodgers Tax Promotional Fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $50,000 for the Chamber of Commerce Christmas on the Pecos advertising campaign. Excuse me. And finally, in the Lodgers Tax Promotional Fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $41,477 for the Chamber of Commerce Christmas on the Pecos prop decorations advertising. This concludes the second quarter budget adjustments.
Questions or comments from the council? Thank you, Ms. Salcido.
Mayor, these items were all presented and discussed during the budget committee, and we approved bringing this forward. So with that, I make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve. Second. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Cass to briefly discuss C1.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, councilors. Staff seeks approval to reject and rebid the Bataan sewer lift project. The project came in at 25% over budget, bringing the total cost of that up to just over $2.5 million. We feel with the only receiving one bid, and even in the current climate on labor and materials necessary, that it is out of budget, and we would like to reject and rebid this project.
Questions or comments from the council? Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Thank you.
Further questions on routine and regular business?
May I move for approval?
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number five, consider approval of submission of a New Mexico State Library Tools in Action micro grant for the Carlsbad Public Library. Ms. Testa.
Thank you, Mayor and council members, for the opportunity. Before you for consideration is to authorize the submission of a grant application to the New Mexico State Library Tools in Action Micro Grant Program. This funding is being made available for up to 15 libraries throughout New Mexico. And the state, this would be to take part in a mentorship program. This federal support funding is through the IMLS. It's the Institute of Museums and Library Services. In mid-November, Ms. Sarah Jones, our library director, was invited by the state to apply for this funding. At the completion of the mentorship program, which is a five-week course, Ms. Jones will be able to use $1,000 in grant monies in support of a seed program to benefit the community. Ms. Jones has been doing an excellent and tremendous job in on revamping programming at the library. So she's definitely open to receive valuable information and additional career development to help her continue expanding programs for the library and services to the community. So if you have any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Testa? Thank you, Ms. Testa.
Thank you.
I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of request for water service outside city limits for property located at 2002 Mission Avenue. Applicant Daniel Arrington. Mr. Cass.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members. Before you tonight is a request for city water service outside the city limits. This service is for one service, residential in nature, located at 2002 Mission Avenue. It was brought before the Water and Sewer Commission and was recommended for approval. And at the November 18th meeting. So, and I would stand for questions.
Questions or comments from the council?
Mayor, I'd make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of temporary use application to allow mobile sales vending on city property at the Rey Anaya San Jose Park located at 300 Diaz by Checo's Mexican Food, applicant Sergio Lopez. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request for permission to for Checo's Mexican Food to locate at 300 Diaz Street in the Rey Anaya San Jose Plaza Park. If you'll reference your map provided in your packet, it shows that they want to locate out close to San Jose Boulevard in an area we have allowed. The city council has allowed a few mobile vendors to locate in the area, so we would count on those vendors to work out the spacing, but there is plenty of space there for all of the vendors to locate and provide off-street parking for their customers. The planning department would recommend approval of this request with the following conditions. The applicant shall not disturb the peace with loudspeaker, megaphone, bell, music, or other disruptive noise. The applicant shall limit vending from 4 a.m. to 9 p.m. as per their application. And approval of this request grants permission for the applicant to vend on city-owned property at Rey Anaya San Jose Plaza Park, and they will need to provide my office with a surety bond for coverage and naming the city. And I'll stand for any questions on this application.
Questions or comments for Mr. Patterson? Counselor?
Oh, I have a concern with the number of vendors we're having out there, everyone working their places out and everyone playing nice in the sandbox. Also, that they all equally share in the cost of any trash generated and disposed of.
We would have code enforcement keep an eye, and any complaints that we get from any of the vendors will default to who applied first. Basically, would have dibs on the spots.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, I move approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number 8, consider approval of ordinance.
Ms. Waters?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Heck
I'm moving right, right along.
Yes. Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Okay, now?
Yes, sir.
Now. Number 8, consider approval of ordinance 2021-24, an ordinance rezoning part of R2 Residential 2 District to C2 Commercial 2 District for an approximately 0.17 acres located at 112 North Mesa Street. Applicant and owner, Mr. Moore and Claudia Mayers. A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance. And we will now convene as a public hearing. And Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning for the subject property, 112 North Mesa Street, from R2 Residential 2 District to C2 Commercial 2 District. If you'll reference your map provided in your packet, you will see that this property does not share a common property line with C2 property, even though there is some in the area. However, changing the zoning on this location would create a spot zone. This item was brought before the city's Planning and Zoning Commission at the November 1st, 2021 regular meeting. That board voted to recommend denial of this request with a vote of 3 in favor of denial, none against, and 2 absent.
Questions for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, I don't feel this is a good fit for that little neighborhood, the proximity to the school and a daycare center, and planning and zoning having voted against it, I would move that we deny.
We have a motion to deny and a second. No further discussion. Was, did you have something?
I mentioned second.
Okay. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Ordinance is denied. Number nine, consider approval of ordinance 2021-25, an ordinance rezoning part of R1 Residential 1 District to R2 Residential 2 District for an approximately 0.22 acres located at 910 Ortega, applicant owner Brooke Burnett. A, public hearing, and B, approval of the ordinance. We will now convene as a public hearing, and again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning at the subject property 910 Ortega Street from R1 Residential 1 District to R2 Residential 2 District. If you'll reference your map provided in your packet, you will see that changing the zoning to R2 at this location would create a spot zone. This item was brought before the city's Planning and Zoning Commission at the November 1st, 2021 regular meeting. That commission considered this item and voted to recommend approval with a vote of 3 in favor of approval, none against, and 2 absent.
Questions for Mr. Patterson?
Mayor, I have a question.
Counselor?
Jeff, on this, on the meeting you guys had for planning and zoning, it state the permit was issued in 2018. How long
right.
does it expire? How long does it take to expire that permit?
Normally, building permits have 6 months to begin and then 2 years to complete. So it would be considered expired.
So the permit was expired when he built this, is that correct?
To my knowledge, yes.
And was a permit issued for a single family or is it a duplex what he built the
permit was issued? From what I understand, the permit was for a multi-generational, kind of a mother-in-law suite type of building. The contractor changed directions and went ahead and built what is considered a duplex on the property. But as I stated, the permit had expired and the building department had held off renewing the permit until the zone change process was complete and to see what direction the city council would decide on that.
Okay, because then it states that he was allowed to do it with a verbal. That's what he stated.
Yes, I don't think that that was from Mr. Benavides, the building official. He's not the one that gave verbal approval, and we've been unable to verify that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Yeah. Would you state your name and for the record, please?
Yeah, my height. Ken Aragon. This is actually my property. It's under my wife's name. So the way this occurred is the permit was issued. It did get past the 2 years. I am a contractor, but it is my personal property. We just got really, really busy with other work, northern New Mexico and east Texas, west Texas. So I put it on hold. So when we came back and we had time, I pretty much pulled everybody on our team in and we started just building. Those of you that know how to build things, you have a foundation inspection first. The foundation inspection was approved and it's on the permit that's in the city's office. Then you have a plumbing rough-in inspection prior to the concrete. That was signed off by a city official. At that time, we kept going and I looked at the permit and it was expired. So I went into the city, but you had changed over to electronic. So that's where we kind of stopped and wait until we can get things resolved. So what the city recommended is either rezone it or subdivide it. So the first step would be to rezone it. At current, it was a verbal. It was not anybody that's in current office right now. And the signature is on the yellow sheet in their office that shows what I was doing to approve the duplex. And that was a verbal. That's my mistake. That won't happen again. I'll make sure it's in writing in the future. At current, The walls are up, it's sided, it's roofed, it's wired, it's plumbed, air conditioning is in. What we lack, just for a visual, is the wiring has not been inspected. Everything else has passed, versus, except for the electrical and then the final frame. Everything else is there, ready to go. We stopped, we boarded it up until we go through whatever process the city's requiring. So it was a mishap, it took a while, and we're trying to make it right and do whatever needs to be done. That's currently where we're at.
Questions for Mr. Aragon? Thank you, Mr. Aragon. Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, I have a question.
Counselor?
Can I ask Mr. Patterson to come up?
Mr. Patterson?
Jeff, is this going to be a spot zone? Is this correct?
Yes, it would be considered a spot zone.
Now, is there going to be enough parking on the street and all that?
Well, we would recommend against allowing on-street parking along Boyd, seeing as the you know, such heavy traffic down that road. And the requirement for this, if he's allowed to continue to build, would be to provide space off-street to park for both units. He's required to have two off-street parking spaces for each unit. We haven't really worked in detail with him yet about how he's going to provide that, but that would be the requirement, would be to provide off-street parking for each unit.
Thank you.
If I may.
Counselor?
The fact that it's already built, albeit without a proper permit, are there any other options that can be done without a spot zone, without a zone change, to find some middle ground?
Well, like Mr. Aragon said, he could subdivide the property. However, the property's of a size that he would need a variance, because if he cut that property in half, it would not meet the minimum lot size for that zoning, the R1 zoning. So he would still have to get a variance approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission in order to have that subdivision finalized. That would be his other option outside of changing the zoning to allow for the multiple units on the property.
Is there anything that could be done within the building structurally to render it?
If he were to reconfigure the layout to make it one unit and make that just multi-generational, therefore having just family in that unit, then he would be fine. But changing it to a duplex and then with the plan to actually rent those units out, that's where the violation comes in for that zoning.
Could we call Mr. Aragon back up?
Yes, Mr. Aragon.
Mr. Aragon, having heard the questions and the responses, is there anything you'd be willing to?
Well, to address the question you had here, the plan would be we're roughly 35, 36 feet in from the curb. So the concept was to curb cut and the whole structure be concreted for driveways. So you'd be able to fit several cars there. There's also about 35 feet between a fence and the structure that could also be used for overflow parking. That was kind of in the initial conception, so that's not new. But the curb cut and then concrete driveways would address the parking off street. It would be long enough to where if you chose, you could back up and pull out forward. That's a concept that I'm proposed to build if moving forward. So I took that into consideration as well.
And how about an alteration within your building in order to make it compliant with the current zoning?
That would be your discretion. Mine, I'll do what you ask. Whatever the council asks, I prefer not to, being I've already had that expense. Everything is there, ready to go. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in this situation. But if that's what the council wishes, then I could move some walls and make it compliant to whatever you wish.
And I'm just one counselor, but I'm trying to find some middle ground here, something that can allow us as a city, me as a counselor, to stay within
Understood.
The code that the city has for us to.
So the duplex is facing, what is that, Mesa? And then the front house is facing Ortega. So you're not going to go through the yard to get to the back duplex. It's on a corner, so you have access for driving, and there's already a fence around the front structure. And there's a side fence that'll be erected. And then we've already installed lighting, motion lighting. We've already had Excel come over and move the power pole, all for this structure. But whatever the city desires is what I would do.
Mayor, I have a question.
Counselor?
The original conception of the permit was for mother-in-laws. Why didn't you go with the original, with the new, when you initiated your original permit, why didn't you just ask for a duplex and the planning and zoning change then?
At the time, I did go into conversations, and the initial permit plan was only for that. As time went by, and we were getting ready to do our foundation inspection, discussions were brought up with other city officials at the time saying, hey, what, you know, this is bigger. Why couldn't you do something? I said, well, I'm not allowed to at this point. And then that's where the verbal came in. We expanded it, and it was signed off based on the new verbal. So but originally, I was told that, yes, sir. So I'm not trying to advance anything or do something that we're not supposed to. That's just the way the path fell, and that's how we ended up here. It was the verbal. We made it bigger, and then those were signed off. And when we came back, I just brought the whole team in, and probably 30 or 40 days it was up while I was trying to get this. And then we stopped. But it went pretty fast once we got back on the job.
Thank you.
Further questions for Mr. Aragon? Jason, you okay?
Yes.
Oh. Thank you, Mr. Aragon.
Mayor, in an effort, like I'm saying, to reach some middle ground, I would move that we approve this with a internal structural change to render it a building that complies with the existing code so as not to create a spot code. A spot zone.
Do we have to rezone it if he makes it into a multi-generational home? I don't think that we have to ask.
No, if it's multi-generational, then it's allowed. But
so
it's
instead of a duplex,
you want to change it
from a duplex to
an internal change. If we could make it where you could have, so that the structure meets the requirement of the code, a building within that code.
See, I'm the same way. I hate going against planning and zoning's recommendation, but on the other hand, we have overturned or denied variances or zone changes because of the spot zone since I've been on council for 11 years, and I hate to set that precedent now. I don't want to necessarily go against the recommendation because that's what they're serving in that capacity to make a recommendation to us, but I would also move or second to deny the zone change and see if we can remove a wall to keep the building there, but make it multi-generational or single-family dwelling.
Okay, does everybody understand the motion? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Not call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
No.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Results?
Denied.
Motion is denied. Right. Moves us to number 11. Consider approval of ordinance 2021-27, an ordinance rezoning part of R2 residential 2 district to C1 commercial 1 district for approximately 0.17 acres. Property located at 312 North Jalagueño Street. Applicant Patricia Bolware. And A, public hearing, and B, approval of the ordinance, and we'll now convene as a public hearing. And again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this item is a request to change zoning at the subject property, 312 North Jalagueno Street, from R2 Residential 2 District to C1 Commercial 1 District. If you'll reference your map provided in your package, you will see that this property directly abuts C1 zoning currently, therefore would not create a spot zone if the zone is change is approved. This item was brought before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the November 1st, 2021 regular meeting. The commission considered this item and voted to recommend approval with a vote of 3 in favor of approval, none against, and 2 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we will now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number 12, consider approval of ordinance 2021-28, an ordinance authorizing the sale of an 0.18-acre property located to the south of 510 North Main Street. A, public hearing. B, approval of the ordinance. And we'll now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is an ordinance authorizing the sale of approximately 0.18 acres of property located south of 510 North Main Street. This is city-owned property just south of the transit building there along Main Street. This property was originally part of that larger property and was separated as it was unused. The neighbors to the south in the old city garage building, the Brantleys, expressed a desire to acquire the property so they could increase their footprint at this location. As such, the city had it subdivided out and commissioned an appraisal for the property. The appraiser came back with a valuation of $25,500 for the sale of the property, and the Brantleys have agreed to provide the city with that amount. Therefore, the Planning Department and city staff would recommend approval of this ordinance. And I'll stand for any questions that you have.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we will now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, I move approval.
We have a motion to approve. In a second, if no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number 13, consider approval of ordinance 2021-29, an ordinance amending Carlsbad Code of Ordinances regarding the Disabilities Advisory Board. A, public hearing, and B, approval of the ordinance, and we'll now convene as a public hearing. Ms. Boyer.
Good evening, Mayor Janway and members of the Carlsbad City Council. This evening, we have before you an ordinance proposing to make some changes to the ordinance regarding the Disabilities Advisory Board that was created in 2009 by Ordinance 2009-18. The three changes are identified as the first change being that the board shall consist of 5 members. It's currently 7. The second change would be the meeting shall be conducted quarterly in January, April, July, and October of each year. It's currently monthly. And the third change would be that the Director of Planning and Regulation at the current time, Mr. Patterson, would be the secretary of the board, and currently it's the safety manager that had been acting as the secretary of the board. So those are the three changes proposed in this ordinance for your consideration.
Questions for Ms. Boyer? With that, if there are no questions, is there anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Yeah, would you say your name for the record, please?
My name is Tarrant, T-A-R-R-A-N-T, Blake. I am the chairman of the Disability Advisory Committee board, and had a few comments. It's kind of a for against kind of thing. We are very much for the change of the liaison position. And we thank you for considering that. Wanted to give you some background because I think that there's been a lack of communication both ways with the city and with the board. We are back to meeting. We had a meeting on the 3rd with full members, plus we had two members that we have put forth that we would like to have put on the board. So we have potential for all seven members. excuse me. We were unable to meet for just 3 months. Those 3 months were because one of our members had COVID. Mm-hmm. One of our, the next month, our member was recovering from COVID. And then the 3rd month was a lack of communication between the city and the board as to what was expected from us. We have, as I said, we have two members who are here with us tonight that are very much interested in being on the board and fulfilling that position. The other thing is, it doesn't matter if you choose to lower the number of people that you put on this board. It's not going to change whether we are able to get quorum or not, because we're not like any other board in the city. We all have disabilities. We have multiple disabilities. We are not always in charge of our disabilities. We may wake up one day and just not be able to do what we plan to do for the day. And so if you cut it back to 5, you put more onus on the ones that are still on the board to get there rather than less onus. So we do appreciate, you know, the one thing that I want you to understand is that we very much understand that we serve at the pleasure of the mayor and the city council. So we're not necessarily arguing with you, but we feel like there has been such a lack of communication between the board and the city that I'm sorry to call out anybody, throw anybody under the bus, but that position has not been well handled. And so the new, we're feeling very positive with the potential change. We have worked with Jeff and Trish before. We know that they are perfectly capable of handling the proper communication that needs to happen. You know, I think that you all need to understand as well, we were blindsided by this ordinance. I did not know until the day before the meeting on the 3rd that you all were even considering this. Nobody communicated it with us. And so we've had no input on it. And so ultimately what we would request is you all, if you all insist on carrying it forward, we would ask that you table it for a couple of months and give us an opportunity to prove that we can go forward with the communication change with the correct amount of members. The other thing that we wanted to touch on is the frequency. While in the past, again, we've had communication issues, We have put forth several ideas, including advertising in the newspaper that we exist, because as far as I know, nobody in the community even knows we exist. We've put forth the idea of putting us, connecting us with 311 so that if somebody does call in with a complaint, they know who to come to. So with that in mind, we would also say that we also have a year plus of business that we need to take care of. And if you cut us down in frequency, it's going to be a longer time before we can handle those things. And one last thing is, if you cut us down to quarterly, and for some reason we cannot meet quorum for that one time, we go 6 months without being able to do business. So for all of those reasons, we would rather you didn't change that part of either the number of people or the frequency that we meet. But we are very much for the change of the liaison position.
Okay. Questions for Terrence? Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anyone else against the ordinance? Would you state your name for the record, please?
Elizabeth Simonson. I am one of the proposed members that have been waiting in kind of a limbo for the past few months for my approval upon the board. And despite, as well as all of the logistical points that Tarrant mentioned, I'd also like to diversify, I'd also like to highlight the diversification that we're able to be allowed if we keep it to seven. I am a young disabled person, and I don't see myself a whole lot in really any sphere, much less represented on a citywide function. And I feel that keeping it to the seven and allowing me on the board, hopefully very soon, will allow that image and allow that notice that we are here as a board and we are here to represent the people of the city.
Okay. Question from the council? Thank you. Anyone else against the ordinance? If not, oh, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to add to the fact that we, as far as the diversification, right now we have three mobility disabilities mostly, and I'm the only one that's legally blind in the group. And so if we could get more diversification in there, it would really help our group to grow and to be able to do what we really need to do, because we, in the past, we have done seminars and all kinds of things like that. So, and the part about being meeting only every 3 months, there's things that come up that we really need to jump on right away when we find it. It could be an emergency situation or something that we need to jump onto, and I would appreciate you considering that. Thank you.
Would you state your name for the record?
Oh, I'm sorry, it was Deborah Pinching.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else against the ordinance? If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance. I'm sorry.
And that is why I think that you have to consider the necessary contact that we provide to the city, because you can't possibly understand that if you move a handicap space, for example, around the door, it still may be 100 feet from the door, but there may be an obstacle that you wouldn't normally catch. So this is why it's so important that you all leave us with the diversity and everything, because otherwise you can't do this job. And so you can't assume that you know what is best. So I really do appreciate everything that you guys have done for us, and that you do this to us. But you also have to understand that we are a community that is typically not listened to. And so this is our opportunity to speak up and say, you know, really, you guys, you need to listen to us and respect what we're telling you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Do we have anyone else? What's the pleasure of the council?
Mayor, I think we're all thankful for their contribution and their perspective in the community. Obviously, all the boards that serve for no money, and they're doing it for, you know, the betterment of the city. So I don't think we have any choice but to take their recommendations into consideration and say that scrap number one and number two of the proposed ordinance and adopt part three that makes Jeff the official secretary of their board.
We have a motion.
Motion for approval, but scrapping the first and the second proposed change.
Any further discussion? If not, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
That will move us to number 14, consider approval of resolution 2021-61, a resolution regarding the renaming of the municipal annex building to the Janelle Whitlock Municipal Complex. And I have a brief statement I'd like to read. I want to say thank you to the Carlsbad City Council for considering approving a resolution naming of the Carlsbad Municipal Annex the Janelle Whitlock Municipal Complex after one of Carlsbad's most remarkable women. We believe that the right way to help honor Janelle is by dedicating this building in her memory. This annex has three parts: the municipal court, the council chambers, and our planning and zoning offices. During her incredible career in public service in Carlsbad, Janelle played a vital role within all three of these job duties. She served on city council, served as our municipal judge, and served on our planning and zoning committee. She was also elected to the county commission and, of course, helped Carlsbad achieve New Mexico's first age-friendly status through her position as the Chamber of Commerce Retirement Coordinator. There are not many people who have been elected to three different positions in the same community. Janelle was a kind person, an ethical person, and a hard-working person. She prepared for every meeting and asked great questions. Future generations of Carlsbad residents won't have the privilege of working with her directly, but it is our hope that by naming this building after her, we introduce Janelle and her remarkable list of accomplishments to them in some manner. Thank you again for considering naming the annex the Janelle Whitlock Municipal Complex. And I'd call on Councilor Wes Carter.
Well, Mayor, you said a lot about Janelle, but there's a lot that could be said about Janelle. So I think of the people sitting up here, nobody's going to have any trouble saying something on top of what you already said. Janelle was like a grandmother to me. I got on city council at 27 years old and didn't know anything. Not that I know a lot now, I can assure you, but I really didn't know anything at 27. And I just remember, you know, we'd vote on something and the first thing I'd do is look at Janelle, and she'd either be shaking her head in disgust because she didn't agree with me, or she'd be shaking her head in agreement saying, yes, yeah, you did the right thing. You didn't have to agree with Janelle. As long as you had a defensible position and could explain your perspective, she was okay with that. And she was a good woman. She loved legislative trips, and I hauled her to the casino many times at night so that she could go to the slot machine. She was a good woman.
Yeah. Councilor Rodriguez?
Mayor, I'm not sure how much concrete we've got available for this, but there's a couple of more things that, in my mind, need to go on that. Mm-hmm. First off would be friend, mm-hmm, leader, role model, and lastly and most importantly is Christian warrior.
Mm-hmm.
This was a great woman. She set a great example and deserves the honor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Counselor?
He stole my thunder.
He does it every time.
She was a wonderful person.
Yeah.
I worked with her in many ways, and she was always for the city. She was a wonderful person.
Counselor?
She was a great role model. She really was. Sweet lady and a good role model. She was.
Denise, you want to say anything?
No, sir, other than she, this would be a well-deserved honor for her legacy.
Yeah. John.
Yeah, Mayor, thank you. I'd like to say Janelle was one of those individuals when we were dealing with the tough aspect. No matter what her position was within the community, you could always call on her to come up to the office, and she gave you great advice, something that she's handled in the past, and you could really rely on her to give you sound advice anytime you needed it, day or night.
Yeah. Counselor?
I'm sure everyone that came into her presence was honored to know her.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was. And she served as a mentor also to me. And I had really the great privilege of having her sit right next to me,
mm-hmm.
when or having me sit right next to her when I first started out in council. And I learned quite a bit from her. And as a friend, I mean, you couldn't ask for any better. And she's sorely missed. And she deserves all accolades, all praises, all props that anyone, that the city can give her. And I miss her.
Counselor?
So, Janelle's favorite story to tell about me, I would be remiss if I didn't tell it tonight. I was 30 years old when I was elected to council, and I came in my very first night. I had heard the name Janelle Whitlock nearly my entire life, and but didn't know her personally. The only time I had met her was when she was ruling on my speeding tickets. And so I walked into city council and I see my nameplate sitting there next to Janelle's, and she's already sitting in her seat. And so I introduced myself, and she said, "Don't worry." And she always called you honey, or at least me. Maybe I'm the only one. No? Okay. She said, "Don't worry, honey. I'll always tell you how to vote." And so at that point, I'm just nervous and don't know what I'm doing. And my eyes get real big, and apparently, at least as she tells the story, I look like I was terrified. I probably was. Janelle not only never told me how to vote, but she was the person that I could always go to for the most sound advice, the most fair perspective of anyone. Even after she wasn't on the council any longer, I would go into the Chamber of Commerce and I'd sit down in her office and talk for an hour and a half, and we'd talk about city stuff, and she would give her perspective, which was so valued. She's greatly missed, and I can't think of a better way to honor her.
Mm. Councilman?
Mayor, she was a great role model. I know she was on numerous boards when she served. I knew when she was on a board and come up here and speak, it would put me at ease. The way she was voting. I know after the meetings, I would go ask her why she voted that way, and she'd give me her entire time, even if it took an hour.
Mm.
But I knew why at that point, and it gave me a lot of insight, and I appreciate her for doing that.
Yeah.
She was a great model, and she's a great model role model for my kids as well. So somebody I can always talk about.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Might mention that we have our daughter here, Cindy, and son-in-law for Oak. So,
Mayor, can I?
Counselor?
There's one more thing, and it was at her funeral, and she was an impressionable woman, but she had the real to-do list on her refrigerator. Yeah? I've got a picture of her on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is sing. Number two, smile at strangers. Number 3, keep learning. Number 4, notice kindness. Number 5, eat ice cream. Number 6, hope. Number 7, count your blessings. Number 7, laugh. Number 8, love, and number 9, love some more.
Thank you. Cindy, did you have something you wanted to say?
She loved all of you. She loved this community. There was nowhere else in the world she wanted to be. Thank you for loving her. Thank you for honoring her memory.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Yes, sir.
I remember the first time I met her was Lewis Woodlock. I was working on an airplane out of the airport when another aircraft mechanic was Claude.
Yeah.
And he'd come up there and he said, go get Lewis Woodlock's plane out. His daughter probably come in there, so be careful with her. She has an attitude. But God bless her. I loved her to death. And
yeah.
Even when she was little, but then when she grew up, and she was a committee with my wife before, and we'd sit there and she'd say, And I turned around and said, you do this one more time, and I'm going to think you either falling asleep and I better hold you up, or you're going to fall down.
Yeah, thank you. Anyone else? Terrence?
I just wanted to share that Janelle Whitlock had one of the best senses of humor, and even so about herself. And I remember when I first started working at the dispatch here, we would have to read her the arraignment papers or the pre-arrest papers. And oftentimes those that were arrested had a few things to say about her, and falling into the four-letter word. And so we would have to read this out on the telephone to her, and of course we would always stumble. Well, they called you, and she would just laugh and she'd say, nope, you got to read it to me.
Yeah, thank you. Do we have anyone else? If not, we'll move to number 16. Number 15, consider approval of written. Oh, I'm sorry, did we not?
I would make the motion to.
Yeah, well, we better do that.
My angel.
No,
we have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
I knew what the vote would be. So. Number 15, consider approval of Resolution 2021-62, a resolution requiring the removal of the weeds and debris at 203 Ironwood Street, owners Gerardo and Otilia Dominguez. Ms. Boyer.
Mayor Janway and members of the Carlsbad City Council, you have before you a proposed resolution regarding the removal of the weeds and the debris at 203 Ironwood Street. This is property located in a residential neighborhood near Carlgo and National Parks Highway. And there appears to be a single family residence on the property. The property is under the name of Gerardo and Otilia Dominguez. The assessor's office lists their address there as the same address that we're presenting in this resolution. The house appears to be occupied, however, the property is not being maintained. Code enforcement and animal control have been to the house, but they've been unable to make contact because the animals won't really let them near the property. There's all sorts of items in the yard, as you can see in the original photographs that were presented as part of your packet. And then this evening we have some updated photographs that were taken this week that shows that the current condition of the property for your consideration. The property has been inspected by code enforcement and the fire marshal, and the property remains out of compliance with all applicable codes. This property presents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. If you adopt this resolution, it would require the property owners to remove all ruins, rubbish, wreckage, or debris from the property within 30 days. My office sent a certified letter on December 2nd to the property at the address listed and have had no response to my knowledge. I stand for any questions.
Questions for Ms. Boyer? Thank you. Is there a representative of the property here tonight? So what's the pleasure of the council?
Mayor, I'd move for approval of this measure. Take action.
We have a motion to approve. Second. And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Number 16, consider approval of resolution 2021-63, a resolution requiring the removal of the weeds and debris at 1812 Manzano Road, owner Ida Frazier. Ms. Boyer.
Mayor Jedway and members of the Carlsbad City Council, I present you with a resolution requiring the removal of weeds at 1812 Manzano Road. The property at 1812 Manzano Road is in a residential neighborhood near Solana and Blodgett Streets. And there appears to be a residence on this property. The registered owner is Ida Frazier, and the address for her is in a P.O. box in Ruidoso, New Mexico. The property appears to be vacant, and it certainly has not been maintained. Code enforcement has been to the property. This property has been a problem for a number of months now. Code enforcement spoke to the owner in August of 2021, and she indicated she did not want anything to do with the property. Was letting it go back to the bank. We've not received any notification from any banks or anything, so I'm not sure if that's accurate information. But letters were mailed to the owner, many of them with a final letter on October the 7th of 2021, and there's been no response. Code enforcement has not spoken to any new owners about this property, so we're not sure if it has gone back to the bank or not. The property was inspected by the city code enforcement officer and the fire marshal, and they found that the property remains out of compliance with the codes. The weeds in the backyard of the property remain. The fire marshal found that the property presents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. The resolution would require the property owner to remove all ruins, rubbish, wreckage, or debris from the property within 30 days of the service of the resolution if approved. My office sent a certified letter to the address listed, and it was signed for by someone by the name of Steve Mason on December the 6th, and I'm not really sure who that is. I stand for questions. Oh, and I gave you some updated pictures, too, by the way.
Question for Ms. Boyer. Thank you, Ms. Boyer.
Mayor, if I may have got one.
Counselor?
If we do take this action and this property is abandoned, Our action would only pertain to the exterior, the yard and driveway and anything in the street and the right of way. Wouldn't touch the house, correct?
Mayor. Yes, that's correct. We're seeking only the removal of the weeds in the yard this time. We have not inspected the residence that's located there.
Do we have a representative here? No representative. What's the pleasure of the council?
Mayor, I make approval to remove the debris from 1812 Manzano Road.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number 17, consider approval of resolution 2021-64, a resolution requiring the removal of the weeds, debris, and burned out structure at 210 South Lake Street, owner United Brothers Estate, LLC. Ms. Boyer.
Mayor Janway and members of the City Council, This is my final one to present tonight. So what we're asking you to do is consider a resolution requiring the removal of weeds, debris, and a burned-out structure at 210 South Lake Street. As you can see from the original photograph submitted with the packet, the property appears to be vacant. The problem is homeless persons are accessing the property, and the property is not being maintained. The Eddy County Assessor's Office lists the owner as a entity called United Brothers Estates, LLC, who have an address in El Paso, Texas. Apparently, these new owners acquired the property in October of 2021, but the property has been a problem for a year before that. And so the property remains full of weeds. The burned-out structure continues to attract trespassers. Letters were mailed to the prior owners and to the present owners. And when I prepared my resolution, there had been no response, but there now has been a response. There was a fire at the property that occurred after we requested this resolution. And I gave you updated photographs to show that a fire occurred over this past weekend, where the structure that we were fearful of causing problems did in fact burn. It's believed that probably homeless persons had maybe started a fire or somehow, you know, caught the partially burned structure all the rest of the way on fire. So we have prepared a resolution which, if adopted, would require the property owners to remove all ruins, rubbish, wreckage, and debris from the property within 30 days. It's my understanding that the current owners have contacted the city and are willing to step up and even hire the same contractor that the city typically uses. But we're still presenting you with this resolution.
Question for Ms. Boyer.
Did they offer a timeline for their action?
Not that I'm aware of. Mr. Patterson might have some more information on that. I'm not certain of that.
We communicated the timeline that the resolution would provide if it was approved. They expressed that they think that they can accomplish the job in that time frame. But it would be our recommendation to pass the resolution. That way the city's assured that the problem will be taken care of within that 30 days or immediately after.
Further questions for Mr. Patterson?
If I may add, I believe they might own some other property as well. Is that correct?
I believe they own multiple properties in town now. They purchased from a local landowner here.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, I believe we need to draw a line in the sand, and I move for approval that we proceed with this.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
That moves us to number 18, Council Committee Reports. Does any councilor have any updates?
Mayor, I have an update.
Councilor?
Mayor, I recently just got back from Washington, D.C. Last week. Myself and the Carlsbad delegation met with several representatives. We met the Representative Fernandez from up north, Representative our very own Yvette Harrell, Senator Ben Ray Lujan, Senator Martin Heinrich, and Senator Newhouse from Washington State. They're a big help for the website. We take their waste from Hanford, so they were very happy to meet with us. Also, we met with Undersecretary Torres Smalls. She offered us several grant opportunities for the city of Carlsbad as well. We met with American Petroleum Institute and International Petroleum Association as well. We did offer them some of the solutions we had about our oil field down south and some of the regulations that the state of New Mexico is trying to put on us down here. And they were very anticipating on helping us as well. We met with DC representative for Chevron. She's gonna get down here and meet with us sometime this year. And she wants to take a tour of the site, different locations of oil field sites. So, and then also we had the National Cleanup Workshop. The buzz was WIP. Basically WIP is a center field the center of everything that happens in the DOE complex. Without WIP, we can't take their waste, and they can't clean up their sites. So that was in everybody's conversation as well. Also, we have everybody's support for our conference here in May. That was a big
looking point. Forward to that.
It was. During the legislature, we gave a legislative update for us down here on the oil field. We are number one in oil and gas and number two in oil for the state. They were very excited for us, and we gave them an update on the WIP budget as well. We thank them all, and they hope to see us soon. And also, I got on top of all that, I got reelected to the committee down there as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So overall, it was a good trip, and they're very excited about us down south. And they know we are 35% of the state's revenue.
I've heard nothing but good reports about the trip.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good job, Counselor. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to represent.
Yeah. Any other counselors? If not, I'd like to call on Counselor Jason to come up, please. Come up. We have a little something for you going away.
Thank you.
And I'd like to read it. Jason Shirley is an outstanding Carlsbad citizen and is being honored for his exemplary service to the city of Carlsbad as a member of Carlsbad City Council Ward 3. Shirley became a member of Carlsbad City Council in 2012 and was an extremely active council member throughout his term. He served on the Budget Committee, among many other committees. He was especially active in Carlsbad's arts and cultural efforts, such as Main Street and the Civic Center, and he often served as a liaison representing the city of Carlsbad. He was one of Carlsbad's individuals responsible for creating Carlsbad's successful Cabin Fest celebration. He was also involved in economic development projects such as the Eddie Lee Energy Alliance and supported efforts through the Carlsbad Department of Development and the Carlsbad Chamber of Commerce. Shirley's energy and enthusiasm for Carlsbad were greatly appreciated, and we encourage him to remain highly involved in our community, which we know he will. We sincerely appreciate Jason Shirley's hard work and dedication as a public servant. So I'd like to present you on behalf of the Carlsbad City Council.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to miss you.
Thank you, Mayor. So. Appreciate it.
So. Councilor Estrada. Leo Estrada is an outstanding Carlsbad City Councilor and is being honored for his exemplary service to the City of Carlsbad as a member of Carlsbad City Council Ward 2. Estrada was first appointed to the council to replace former Councilor Nunley at her recommendation. He was then elected in an open election and served as a City Councilor for more than 5 total years. Estrada was especially interested in youth sports. He served on the Bob Forrest Youth Sports Complex Committee and has volunteered as a coach for many years. He was also a very avid supporter of the West Bypass and served on the city's ad hoc committee working on this very important project. Throughout his tenure on City Council, Leo Estrada provided excellent representation for the city of Carlsbad. He balanced a focus on infrastructure improvement with adding quality of life improvements. We sincerely appreciate Leo Estrada's hard work and dedication as a public servant. And we know he will remain highly involved in our community. So congratulations. And
thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it. Thank you, everybody.
Also, we have Danny Fletcher with Holtec. So would like to say a few words.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. Just want to introduce myself to a lot of you that don't know me, but most of you know me. I'm working with Holtec as their government and community liaison for southeastern New Mexico, working with Elia too, And Mr. Shirley's done a great job. He served on that committee for many years. So thank you. I'm learning a lot from him and John Heaton and and all the engineers and the scientists over at Holtec. They're I never knew nuclear was going to be so fascinating, but it is fascinating. And there's a lot of misconceptions about it. And I left on your desk in front of you a brand new booklet that Holtec put together, which really explains the project in real simple terms. And so I just really want to let you know that I'm doing that for Holtec. We are concerned a little bit about this upcoming session of the legislation. We think that there will be a legislator who is probably going to introduce a bill similar to what Texas did, and the governor of Texas passed it, limited the transportation of nuclear spent fuel or any kind of nuclear anything traveling through Texas. And it was passed. If something like that happens here, it could possibly affect WIP. It could affect Urenco. And there's a new nuclear medicine company coming up around Yunus area, too. It would affect that, too. So we're letting everyone know that, because if it does come up as a bill, we would like legislators, elected officials, very important people, anybody else to attend whatever committee meetings that it gets assigned to and speak in favor of this project. But mainly I just want to come introduce myself to you and let you know that I'm here. If you have any questions, I'll be reaching out to each of you individually in the coming weeks, probably after Christmas, and see if you have any questions. And we have a ALEA meeting tomorrow. Well, I'll have some more information probably in the next few weeks. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, that will move us to number 19, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn, please.
We have a motion to adjourn.
A second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Yeah.